சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 13 ஸ்லோகா 1. அர்ஜுன உவாச ப்ரக்ருதிம் புருஷம் சைவம் க்ஷேத்ரம் க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞமேவ ச ஏதத் வேதிதுமிச்சாமி. ஞானம் ஜ்ஞேயம் ச கேசவம் ஸ்ரீ பகவானுவாச இதம் ஶரீரம் கௌந்தேய க்ஷேத்ரமித்யபிதீயதே ஏதத்யோ வேத்தி தம் ப்ராஹுஹ க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞ இதி தத்விதஹ. க்ஷேத்ர க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞ விபாக யோகா. அர்ஜுன ஆஸ்க் அபவுட் ஃபியூ பிரின்சிபிள்ஸ் டு நோ அபவுட் தேர் நேச்சர். பகவான் கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் ஸ்டார்டிங் ஹிஸ் ஆன்சர். தோஸ் பிரின்சிபிள்ஸ் ஆர் க்ஷேத்ரம் க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞ புருஷா ப்ரக்ருதி ஞானம் ஜ்ஞேயம். ஆல் தீஸ் சிக்ஸ் டாபிக்ஸ் அர்ஜுனா வாண்ட் டு நோ. வாட் ஆர் தீஸ் என்டிட்டீஸ்? வாட் டியூ மீன் பை க்ஷேத்ரம்? ஐ வுட் லைக் டு நோ. வாட் ஈஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞ? வாட் ஈஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் ப்ரக்ருதி? வாட் ஈஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் புருஷா? What do you mean by Jnanam? What do you mean by Jnayam? Please explain me. When Arjuna asked six terms to know, Lord Krishna going to put them into three topics. Even though Arjuna asked separately by name six different topics, different names, but Lord Krishna knows among those six, three of them are of the same category, two of them are same category, one is the third category. So he puts them into three totally. Six topics he converts into three. What are those same topics? Kshetram and Prakriti both are one and the same. Different names, they are synonyms. Kshetram and Prakriti both are not different. Therefore, Lord Krishna need not explain separately. Kshetram and Prakriti. Then, second topic, he puts three principles are three synonyms, same. Kshetrajnaha, Purushaha and Gneyam. Kshetrajna, Purusha and Gneyam, three of them are given to one entity. They are not three different things. They are only one. But three names. Kshetrajnaha, Purushaha and Gneyam. Then the third topic is Jnanam. These are the topics Lord Krishna is going to deal in this 13th chapter. Then second shloka onwards, the answer Lord Krishna begins with, in this opposite pair, this is Kshetram and Kshetrajnaha, both are opposite, Prakriti and Purusha. The pair, he wants to make them as pair. Pair means Prakriti, if you take it, this side you have to take Purusha, quite opposite. What is Prakriti? It's quite opposite is Purushaha. What is Kshetram? It's quite opposite is Kshetrajnaha. And Gneyam also comes in this only. Now first he takes the one first opposite pair, that is Kshetram and Kshetrajnaha. Later he is going to talk about Prakriti and Purusha and Gneyam. Jnanam and Gneyam, we should not take pair. Okay. Highly technical chapter. Therefore, we are doing Asipada Vichara. Do you remember that? Mahavakyam, Asipada Vichara we are doing. Asi means what? Asi means not muscle. Okay. Asi means Aikyam. In grammar, Sanskrit grammar, as dhatu, in Madhyama Purusha Ekavachanam, asi, asti, staha, santi, asi, staha, sta, asmi, swaha, sma. Asi, Madhyama Purusha Ekavachanam, means you in artham. Asi means you, that you are. Mahavakya is what? Tat, Paramatma, that, Paramatma, Tvam, you, are, A-R-E-R, that, you are that Paramatma, you, the Jivatma, Tvam, is that Paramatma. Paramatma is not nearby, that's why that pronoun we take. That Paramatma is you are, or you are that Paramatma. That A-R-E-R is called Asi. You are that Paramatma. So Tvam, in first six chapters we have completed Jiva Vichara. In middle six chapters Tatpada Vichara we have completed. We have completed, but how far we have understood, Bhagavan only knows. Okay, you know that. So Asipada Vichara we have to do 13, 14 and 15 chapters. Three chapters, Asipada Vichara. That Asi, Aikya Jnanam is possible when you understand this entire, the triad. What is a triad? Trikonam. Triad means here Jagat, Ishvara and Jiva. Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, triangle. You have to understand thoroughly. Either individual am is Jivaha. The world is Jagat. The creator of this world is Ishvara. I, the individual am, is Jivaha. Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara. I, the individual am, Jiva, the experiencer of the world. The world is called Jagat, which is created by God. And the creator is called Ishvara. I am experiencing the world, the favorable and unfavorable, pleasure and pain I am experiencing. I want protection, I want to be saved by Ishvara, the Bhagavan, the God. Therefore, I worship God. So, triangle. Ishvara, Jagat, Jiva. I, the Jiva, am experiencing the world. Therefore, to save myself from the onslaughts of the world, I want to seek the grace of the Lord. Clear? Clear? Jiva Jagat Ishvara triangle. Now Lord Krishna entering into a different format. The same thing, Lord Krishna entering into a different format with different terms. Very interesting, very important, very significant. What is Kshetram? Arjuna asked. Lord Krishna said, Idam Shariram Kshetram Iti Abhidhiyate. Idam, this body, Idam Shariram, this body, Kshetram Iti Kshetram, it is named as Kshetram. Abhidhiyate, it is called as, named as, mentioned as, known as, abhidhiyate. Why this body is called Kshetram? Kshetram means a land, a place where the phalam comes when you sow the seed. I gave three meanings. So one meaning I am highlighting today. Last week itself I said, I am reminding. Why this body is called Kshetram? Kshetram word belongs to the land, Bhumi. Just as the Bhumi, the land, earth, gives fruits when you sow the seed, you experience that fruit. Therefore, it is called Kshetram, Bhumi. That is why the name of the Raja is Kshetrapalaha. Kshetrapala means the one who rules the land, earth, is called Kshetrapalaha. So that is the meaning of Kshetram. But how the body can be called a Kshetram, Kshetravat Kshetram? It is also like a Kshetram. Why it is like a Kshetram? Here also, when you do karma, you are sowing the seed, that karma seed, karma bijam. Every karma reaps fruits. Every karma seed reaps its fruits, phalam. Not like mango, jackfruit. Okay, phalam means that you experience, you undergo. That is why it is called phalam. Phalgutaya liyate. Once it is ripened, you enjoy, you eat it. Either you eat or birds will eat. Phalgutaya liyate. It ripens and it falls. Or it will go into your stomach. Phalgutaya liyate. As it ripens, slowly it disappears. If you won't eat also, you keep it like that, slowly it will disintegrate. Similarly, here also, every one of us doing one action or other, all the time, one action or other, nahi kaschi kshanam api jatu tishtatya karma krit. No one can sit without doing any action for a moment. Everyone, either manasa karma, vacha karma, or kayika karma, either physical action or verbal action or mental action, everyone is doing one action or the other. No one can sit without any action at any time, at any place. Therefore, that karma bijam, when you sow, the karma will give punya papa phalam. Karma will give punya papa phalam. The one who sow the seed will enjoy the fruits. Not like sometimes you sow the mango seed. It gives after 60 years, suppose you sow the mango seed at the age of 40. Who will eat that fruit? Only your grandchildren will eat, not you. But here, the karma phalam, what you do, even at the age of 90, next janma you will come again and exhaust that punya papa karma through the experience. That is the difference between other mango tree fruit and this fruit. Okay. So that's what one person went to Swarga, somewhere, some higher lokas. There they kept the board outside. Sapad free, you know. What? Idli, dosa, ellame free. You can eat. You can eat. Then this person went inside and he saw the board. So he saw the board, this not seen the board, after eating only he saw the board. He ate. And that person asked the proprietor, pay the bill. You said free only, no? No. Your tata already eaten. For that you have to pay. For you need not pay now. For your tata, you have to pay. For you, your grandson will pay. Or your granddaughter will pay. So you need not pay. So he thought free. No? So your tata saapnadukku nee pay pannanum. Nee saapnadukku vere aalu pay pannuva. அது மாதிரி இல்லை. இங்கே கர்மஃபலம், சம்டைம்ஸ் வி திங்க் அப்பா அம்மா பண்ண கர்மம் எல்லாம் நம்ம அனுபவிக்கணும்னு கிடையாது. ஹூ எவர் டஸ் எனி ஆக்ஷன், தே அலோன் ஹேஸ் டு எக்ஸாஸ்ட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் புண்ணிய. இஃப் யூ டூ குட் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ், யூ எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் சுக. இஃப் யூ டூ பேட் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ், knowingly or unknowingly, you have to experience pain. When? Don't ask. When this fruit, this no fruit will ripen. When it will ripen, who knows? It depends upon the heat. The heat is required to ripen. Similarly, karma to exhaust, you require some experience, heat. That is called heat. All heat is required, the karma will ripen, triggers. So karma has to ripen and you experience it, it will exhaust. Nabhuktam kshiyate karma janma koti shatairapi. You cannot exhaust your karma without undergoing and experiencing. Without experiencing, you cannot avoid it. Even janmas and janmas, kalpas, therefore your karma is waiting in queue. It is waiting in queue. But you do not know in what order it is. Which karma fructify when? Like that, sometimes you buy some fruits and you put in order. This will ripen tomorrow. This will ripen day after two. After two more days, like that you see the fruit by itself, you come to know. Some fruits, they give smell also. Once they are ripened, they smell the whole house. Adhu madri, oru karma namakku theriyanuma, inda janmala inda karma, idhu fruit fructify aagum. Appadi therinja avana nanna irukum. Fortunately or unfortunately, none of us know which karma is standing next, which karma is going to fructify, which karma I am going to exhaust, in which body I am going to exhaust, I do not know. For one karma, one type of karma, one body is suitable. Okay. The karma, what I have done, some karmas exhaust, human body is not suitable. Donkey body is suitable. Suppose that karma to exhaust, donkey body only is required. Some karmas required reptile body. Some karmas require human body. Some karmas acquire cockroach body. Some karmas acquire lizard body. Some karmas required plant body. Who knows? That is why it is unpredictable, it is not in our hands. Therefore, what? The kshetram, in the shariram, in this body, the jiva doing karma, that karma will give phalam. The phalam you experience, and that experience, sukha, dukha, you are experiencing through this body, therefore this is called kshetram. Punya papa bhoga ayatanam. It is an ayatanam, an abode. Idam shariram kshetram iti abhidiyate he kaunteya. Up to here we saw, and next line also just I introduced. What is that? Yetat yaha vetti tam kshetrajna iti tadvidaha prahuho. You asked about kshetrajna. Now you understood kshetram. What is kshetram, hey Arjuna? Kaunteya? Yes, I have understood very well. Inna kshetram ippidi patta kshetrama idi. Ama. Then what? That is why this is called Kurukshetram. Kuru means karma kuru. Why that kshetram is called Kurukshetra? You know, Kurukshetra, one place near Delhi, Haryana, between, there is a Kurukshetra. Why it is called Kurukshetra? Kuru means what? Karma kuru. Karma kritva kritva, by doing karma, you acquire fresh punya to achieve moksha. Kurukshetram. Now where is Kurukshetra? Tell me. Is it near Delhi or here? Kuru, karma, kuru. Where? In this kshetram, through this kshetram. Kurukshetram paakala swamini. Enga paakano idu inge irukke. Enga poi paakano? Kurukshetram paakaliya. Idhe appa kshetram. Karma kuru. May you perform your duty and get moksha. Understand? This is called Kurukshetram. So one day you will think about this Kurukshetram. That's why they have kept that Kurukshetram. Okay. Now, whoever knows this, tadvidaha, the knowers of kshetra kshetrajna, clearly, tadvidaha, whoever knows this kshetram is called kshetrajnaha, they say. Lord Krishna, you see, the humility. Sakshat Paramatma. He says, tadvidaha prahuhu, the knowers of kshetra kshetrajnam, whoever knows, tadvidaha, wise men, anartham. Tadvidaha means what? Paramatma tattvam. The one who knows that Paramatma Tattvam, the wise people, Kshetram Yaha Vetti, Kshetram, whoever knows this Shariram, that knower is called Kshetrajnaha. Kshetram Janati Iti Kshetrajnaha. Gnaha means knower, Gnadhatu, Janati, who knows. Whoever knows this shariram is called kshetrajnaha. Etat, etat means this body. Yaha etat vetti saha kshetrajnaha. Sakshi chaitanyam ityarthaha. You are conscious of your body? Are you conscious of your body? Where it is sitting now? Sitting in the hall. In the hall where listening to Bhagavad Gita class. Are you the knower of your body or not now? All of you are the knowers of your body or not? Yes? Whoever knows the body is called Kshetrajnaha. Since you are knowing your body, you are called? Who is Kshetrajna? Tell me. You can say, I am Kshetrajnaha. How? Since whoever knows the body is called Kshetrajnaha, since I am the knower of my body, therefore I am Kshetrajnaha. Na mela keela paaka kudada, engyo Kshetrajnaha. Whoever knows the body is called Kshetrajnaha. I am conscious of my body. I am the knower of my body. I am the sakshi witnesser of my body. Therefore, the witnesser, the knower, who is conscious of that body is called Kshetrajnaha. What is the corollary here? Who is this Kshetrajnaha now. You said, I am the Kshetrajnaha. Okay? Remember that, don't forget. Okay, you said you are Kshetrajnaha. Why? You are knowing your body. You are Kshetrajnaha means what? You are the knower of the body. You are the knower of the body means what? You are awarer of the body. You are awarer of the body means what? You are conscious of your body. Who is conscious of body? Consciousness, whoever is conscious of body is called consciousness. Whoever is conscious of body is called consciousness. Spelling tagarara irkalam. But your consciousness only. You don't know how to write consciousness spelling. Even then you are consciousness. Your consciousness. Why I am consciousness? Because I am conscious of my body, therefore I am consciousness. That consciousness alone is called Sakshi Chaitanyam. Now see the lesson. The knower of the body is called Kshetrajnaha. Wise people say, since I am the knower of this body, Kshetram, I am the Kshetrajnaha. Since I am the Kshetrajnaha, the knower is none other than consciousness principle. Therefore, I am consciousness principle. Where is consciousness? Tell me. I am consciousness principle. Do you have any doubt regarding this? How can I be the consciousness principle? Because I am conscious of my body. Since I am conscious of my body, I am the knower of this body, I am the awarer of this body, I must be a conscious being. I must be a conscious being. Therefore, that conscious, which is conscious of what? Sariram. I am the consciousness entity, principle, conscious of this body, the material matter body. I, the consciousness principle, am the witnesser, knower, awarer. In Sanskrit, it is called Sakshi. Sakshi, witnesser. Witnesser of what? With eyes? Are you witnessing your body with eyes? Even if you close also, you are conscious of your body or not? Therefore, witness means not with eyes. Even blind person is conscious of himself or herself. Therefore, consciousness, to be conscious of, is it required eyes? No. Why? It doesn't require anything. To be conscious of what you require now, tell me. To be conscious of, you are conscious of yourself, conscious of your body and surroundings. Clear? Now you can say boldly, I am Kshetrajnaha. Every one of you can say, I am Kshetrajnaha. Where is Kshetram? Idam Shariram. Ipdi kamikana. Idam Shariram. I am conscious of Idam Shariram. Therefore, I am Kshetrajnaha. Where is Vedanta? Tell me. Is in the book? It's here. Vedanta is a practical application. It is here. Idam Shariram Yaha Janati Saha Kshetrajnaha. I am the knower of this body. Therefore, I am Kshetrajnaha. Knower of means, body means conscious being. Since I am the knower, I am the conscious being. I am conscious being, therefore I am consciousness. Now, where is consciousness, do you ask? What is consciousness? Adu eppadi irukum? Enga irukum? Are you dare to ask like that now? No. Why? I am consciousness principle. Since I am conscious of this body, I cannot be other than consciousness. Okay? Now, Lord Krishna says further, you have to understand this is not sufficient. Whatever you experience is different from you. Now you are consciousness or body? Next lesson. Are you consciousness or body? No, Swami, I am body plus consciousness. Are you body or consciousness? If I ask, I am body plus consciousness. No, you are consciousness alone. Body is an object of experience. Body is an object of experience. How? See, kshetram, this body is not alone, this kshetram. The entire universe is a kshetram. Whatever you experience as an object comes under kshetram. Next point. So up to kshetrajnaha, you got knowledge now? Okay, next step. Whatever I experience is different from me. This flower, do you experience this flower? What is this flower? Rose flower. You are the experiencer. Flower is experienced object. So you are the subject. Flower is object. So subject and object, two are there. Subject karta, object karma. Subject object. Who is the subject? Experiencer is the subject. Experienced object is object. Clear? Is it different from you or not? Subject is different from object? Yes. Subject is different from object. The entire world, objects you are experiencing, they are all objects. What are all objects? Whatever you are experiencing, all come under objects. House is object, fan is object, carpet is object, mic is object, book is object, pen is object, clip is object, everything is object, object, object. Who am I? Subject. I am the subject. World is object. World means all objects put together. I am the subject. What is the definition of subject? Whatever I experience is called object. The experiencer is subject. Clear? Entire world is object. Yes? Subject is different from object? Yes. Now come to the next step. Are you experiencing your body or not? We are experiencing. Whatever you experience is different from you? Yes. Whatever you experience comes under what? Object. Since you are experiencing your body, it comes under what? Object. You are the subject. Experiencer. Kshetrajnaha is the subject, body is object. Why? Since you are experiencing. That is the law. Whatever I experience is different from me. I am not that object. Since body I am experiencing, it is different from me. It comes under object category. I, the experiencer, am subject. Since subject and object are not same, comes under object, body is different, I, the experiencer, subject is different. That means what? You said, I am not the flower. Now what about body? Tell me loudly. I am not the body. Why you are not the body? You are experiencing. So what? It is object. So what? Can't subject become object? No, it can never. Therefore, I am not the body. Then who are you? I am the mind. Mind also, see, flower is a little away from me. Therefore, easy to say. I am not the house. I am not the table. I am not the fan. Very clear. Body is closer. Then, I don't have specs, otherwise I can show you. When you are keeping specs here, specs are different, you are different. Spectacles, what you keep there, different. Once you wear it, you forget. Okay, spectacles are also an object, but it is very close to you, your face. In spite of that closeness, are they different from you or not? Very close, Swamini. I am specs only, you say. No, even though it is close, you are not the spectacles. Similarly, body is very close. Closeness, proximity cannot prove that it is subject. It is a close, proximate object. Sari is also very close to me. I am not the sari because very close to me. Anna. Body is also very closest to me. Body is also not me. How? Since subject cannot be the object, whatever is experienced is called object, body is object. What about mind? Mind is the closest, remote, not remote, but closest. World is remote. Body, mind are close. Mind is closest. You experience your mind? You experience your mind? Once you experience, the mind becomes what? Object. Once it becomes object, the experiencer of the mind becomes who? Subject. The experiencer of the mind, subject, is different from the object mind. Yes? That means you, the experiencer of the mind, is not mind. That's why never mind. Okay? Never mind. Subject. I am the experiencer of the mind. Mind comes under object. This is the first lesson. Now second lesson. The attributes of that objects, the attributes of the objects belongs, or property of the object belongs to object or subject? The color of this flower belongs to the flower, isn't it? The color belongs to the property, the color property belongs to the flower. Which property, attribute you are experiencing of what object, that belongs to that object. I'll repeat again. Which property, which attribute you are experiencing of that object belongs to? Apdi solano, that object. Correct. The color belongs to the flower, not belong to me, the subject. What about body property? Body also has got property. What property? Tallness, thin, fat, all property it is. A physical body has got properties. Height, weight, old age, disease, birth, death, all these properties. Jayate, vardhate, vipranamate, apakshiyate, vinasyate, shadvikara sahitaha shariram. Body has got six properties. Body properties, body is comes under object. All these properties, vyadhi, jara, marana, all these properties belongs to body. Clear? They do not belong to me, the experiencer. Body born, body dies, body has got disease, body has got old age. It is object. Therefore, that properties belong to the body only, not me, the experiencer. Clear? Then what about mind? Mind has got also emotions. Love, compassion, hatred, jealousy, kopam, bhayam. All emotions are there in the mind. All of them belong to whom? The mind. You are experiencing the mind. Mind has got properties, emotions. That emotions called kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, prema, anuraga, bhayam. All these belong to that mind. So all these fluctuating vikara mind is having. So are you having anger? Mind is having anger. Mind is having it. So you are watching, you are the witnesser of the mind, up and down, up and down. Closely you are watching. Very closely you are watching. That's why you have forgotten that you are different from that. Bus is moving, you are also moving, no? Adi madri, body, mind, fluctuating, vikaram, modifications. Because of that proximity, their modifications I am taking to my modifications. By that time we feel so overdose, Swamini, then. It is not overdose. This is the crux of Vedanta. So mind properties belongs to the mind, not me. Therefore, now what property I have got? Tell me. Sakshi Chaitanyam Kshetrajnyaha. Do I have birth, death, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya? Is it possible? Can this flower color afflict me? No. Can this body properties afflict me? Why? They belong to object. They cannot touch the subject. Similarly, mind, it has got limitation, space-wise limitation, time-wise limitation. It has got a beginning. It has got an end. It's had properties means what? Desha parichinnata, kala parichinnata, all of them are there. It belongs to the body. That means what? The time limitation and space-wise limitation belongs to the body, belongs to the mind, not belong to the subject, the Sakshi Chaitanyam Kshetrajnaha. Who is that? I am. That means what? I am time-wise limitless, space-wise limitless. Aham. Desha kala avadibhyam nirmuktam. Yaar guruvayurappa nana. Ippudu chollungo. Who is desha kala avadibhyam nirmuktam? Guruvayurappa is desha kala avadibhyam nirmuktaha na? Illa kshetrajnaha I am. Desha kala nirmuktaha. Tell me. I, the consciousness, principle, am beyond time and space. Therefore, the properties cannot afflict me. The attributes of the objects cannot afflict me. Body attributes, mind attributes, they cannot afflict me, the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Therefore, can I have Dukkham now? Is it possible? Dukkha belongs to the body-mind complex. They are objects. You the subject. Therefore, own up, claim you are the subject consciousness principle. Never claim you are the body-mind. If you claim you are the body-mind, you have to suffer with the properties. Really, they cannot touch you. They cannot afflict you. Now look into the third sloka. Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi. Sarva kshetreshu bharatam. Kshetra kshetrajnayor jnanam. Yettad jnanam matam mama. He Bharata, Bha means Brahma Vidya, Bha to shine, Chaitanyam, Ramate iti Rataha, Brahma Vidyam, Tasyam Ramate iti Bharata. Bharatiyas means who are they? Those people who always revel in Brahma Vidya, they are called Bharatiyas. We are all Bharatiyas. Adi teri milio. If you revel in Brahma Vidya, you are a Bharatiya. Otherwise, only a Bharatiya. Hey Bharata, Lord Krishna addressing Arjuna. Kshetrajnam mam iti vidhi. Kshetrajnam jivatma. What you said in the previous few minutes back. Who is Kshetrajnaha? I am Kshetrajnaha, who said. That person who is in the Bhagavad Gita class claimed that he is Kshetrajnaha or she is Kshetrajnaha. That Kshetrajna, Mam iti vidhi. May you know that Kshetrajna is myself. Who says? Krishna Paramatma. Now, I the Kshetrajna, you have any doubt you are Kshetrajna or not? You are Kshetrajna only. Bhagavan Krishna says that Kshetrajna is myself, Lord Krishna says. The Kshetrajna is myself. That means you are Krishna. Enna? You are Kshetrajna, you are telling. Bhagavan Krishna says, I am Kshetrajna. That means you are Krishna. Enna Swamini, you are joking, not joking. Look into the sloka. Kshetrajnam cha api mam vidhi. May you know, Arjuna, I am the Kshetrajna. If student understands he Kshetrajna, Chaitanyam, Sakshi, that Kshetrajna I am. That means consciousness I am. Krishna as consciousness, Lakshyartha. Krishna, Sakshi Chaitanyam, is non-different from me, the Kshetrajna. Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam over. Mahavakya Shloka. Okay. Jivatma Paramatma, very very important shloka. Kshetrajna means Jivatma. Mam means Paramatma. Iti Vidhi means Aikyam. Sarva Kshetreshu, in which body? See, every one of you claim you are Kshetrajna. So Bhagavan Krishna says, Sarva Kshetreshu, in all bodies, I am the Kshetrajna. I am the consciousness principle in that Kshetram, which is known as Kshetrajna. I am that Kshetrajna, the student claiming that he is consciousness, that consciousness I am. Therefore, there is no difference between that student, Jnani student, and me, the Paramatma, Krishna. Bhagavan says happily, Jnani also says, you also claim that. You all can claim, I know that. You are all informed now. Within 45 minutes, you are thoroughly informed, I hope. I have full confidence, no doubt in that. Sarva Kshetreshu, in which body? Every body, in everybody. You know. In ant body also, ant knows its body or not? It knows. Elephant knows its body or not? It knows. Elephant is conscious of elephant's body. Ant is conscious of its body. Every being is conscious of its body. Yes or no? So that is consciousness. But it cannot utter, I am Kshetrajna. We utter, that's all the difference. But they are Kshetrajna or not? They are also Kshetrajna. Means what? Consciousness. So, Sarva Kshetreshu, Yat Jnanam. Yat Jnanam means, I am different from body, mind, complex. Yat Jnanam is equal to, I am different from body, mind, complex. Do you have this knowledge or not now? Kshetra Kshetrajna Yor Jnanam. Kshetra Kshetrajna Yoho Yatu Jnanam. What Jnanam you have got now? From 40-50 minutes I am talking. What Jnanam you have got? Tell me in one word. Kshetra Kshetrajna Yoho Jnanam. Kshetra is matter. Kshetrajna is spirit. Kshetram is jadam. Kshetrajna is consciousness. This jnanam, etat jnanam, what? Jnanam iti mama matam. This is the jnanam. Nothing else is jnanam in the world. Etat jnanam, kshetra kshetrajna yoho jnanam eva jnanam, anyat jnanam jnanam na bhavati. Artha. This is alone knowledge, Arjuna. Etat jnanam, dealing with kshetrajnaha and kshetram, is tat jnanam, is liberating knowledge, true knowledge. It is liberating knowledge, true knowledge. Why? Yat jnanam, tat jnanam, Bhagavan says. Padunga, namo just casually, don't see the word yatu jnanam, whatever that knowledge is the knowledge, Bhagavan says. Appo unnude B.E.Tech, B.Tech, M.Tech knowledge, that is not kshetra kshetrajna jnanam. Your computer knowledge, any knowledge for that matter, other than kshetra kshetrajna jnanam, whatever you have knowledge, that is not jnanam. Who says? Krishna says. Appo what knowledge you are forcing on your children? Ajnanam, not jnanam. புரியறத? Why a parent, mother, father is not trying to give this Brahmagnanam to children? Bhagavan says, yat kshetra kshetrajnayoho gnanam tat gnanam iti mama matam. That is, according to me, I consider that is the true knowledge. Whatever knowledge these parents are thinking to give their children through education is not knowledge. This is the true knowledge, liberating knowledge. They are all binding knowledge. நான் சொன்னேன் உங்களுக்கு எல்லாம் கோபம் வரும். கிருஷ்ணர் சொல்கிறார், மம மதம், மை கண்டென்ஷன், மை ஒப்பீனியன், ரிகக்னிஷன் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஃபேக்ட் ஈஸ் த லிபரேட்டிங் நாலேஜ். திஸ் இஸ் த ஓன்லி நாலேஜ். நவ் யூ கேனாட் கிவ் டு யுவர் சில்ட்ரன், யுவர் கிராண்ட் சில்ட்ரன் ஆர் நாட் இன் யுவர் ஹேண்ட்ஸ். நவ் வாட் யூ டூ டெல் மீ? பார்க்க வேண்டியதுதான், அவ்வளோதான். ப்ரேயர் தவிர நல்லா பண்ண ஒன்றும் பண்ண முடியாது. That is why when children are young, they are in your hands. Once they have grown up, I don't want to disappoint you. Once they are grown up, they are not yours. When they are kids, they are yours. If you have given this knowledge from that, when you are giving the milk, at that time onwards, if you have given, unnak irukkanume nama irundhadane நமக்கு இருந்தால் தானே கொடுக்க முடியும். அதனால கல்யாணம் பண்ணுறதுக்கு முன்னாடியே த பாய் அண்ட் கேர்ள் பிஃபோர் மேரேஜ் தே மஸ்ட் ஹே கெட் திஸ் நாலேஜ் அண்ட் கெட் மேரி, கெட் சில்ட்ரன் அண்ட் கிவ் பர்த் டு ஏ ஜ்ஞானி. பை பர்த் தே பிகம் ஏ ஜ்ஞானி. ஸ்லோலி யூ கிவ் தத்துவமசி. ஓகே அம்மா பாய் சொல்வா, தத்துவமசி அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி. என்ன பண்ணிட்டோம் தெரியும் நம்ம? சொல்லணும், நான் அதுக்கு தான் வேணும்னே சொல்கிறேன். எப்படிப்பட்ட ஞானம் கொடுத்துருக்கோம் நம்ம குழந்தைக்கு, எப்படிப்பட்ட ஞானம் விட்டுட்டோம் நம்ம குழந்தைக்குன்னு சொல்லி புரியணும் உங்களுக்கு. நவ் டோன்ட் ஃபோர்ஸ் யுவர் சில்ட்ரன். ஐய், உன் பொண்ணுக்கு உன் பையனுக்கு ஞானம் சொல்லிக்கூடன்னா அதெல்லாம் முடியாத காரியம். ஓன்லி டு யுவர் சில்ட்ரன் யூ கேன் ட்ரை ஃப்ரம் சைல்டுஹுட். நாட் யூ டோன்ட் ஹேவ் கண்ட்ரோல் ஆன் யுவர் கிராண்ட் சில்ட்ரன். ஓன்லி பேரண்ட்ஸ் ஹேவ் கண்ட்ரோல். If you have given to your children jnanam, they would have given jnanam to their children. Okay. Appadi. Eppadi enna? Ippadi da. Mama matam. Krishna says, tat jnanam, yat kshetra kshetrajnayo jnanam, tat eva jnanam. Anyat jnanam na jnanam bhavati. It is not a liberating knowledge. Next shloka. தக்ஷேத்ரம் இச்சயா த்ருக்ஷம் யத்விகாரியதஸ்சயத் சசயோ யத் ப்ரபாவஸ்ச தத் சமாசேன மே ஶ்ருணு. எது தது க்ஷேத்ரம், வாட் ஈஸ் தட் க்ஷேத்ரம்? இதம் சரீரம், ஐ செட் திஸ் பாடி இஸ் க்ஷேத்ரம். மே யூ நோ வாட் ஈஸ் தட் க்ஷேத்ரம். ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன் ஃபர்தர் த கான்ஸ்டிட்யூன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி க்ஷேத்ரம், ஹவு தி க்ஷேத்ரம் ஹேஸ் கம் திஸ் பாடி, அண்ட் யாத்ருக்கு of what nature the kshetram, apara prakriti kshetram, which has no stability, which has got beauty, novelty, but no stability, therefore it doesn't have reliability. Swamiji says, therefore may you become a devotee anna. May you become a devotee, since it doesn't have reliability, because it doesn't have stability, even though it has got novelty, beauty and variety, may you become a devotee. Yadrik, its nature. And yadvikari, of what nature it is having and what effects, how it goes modifications. Yadvikari, vikriti. Karanam is called prakriti, karyam is called vikriti. Body is a prakriti karyam, therefore it is a vikriti. its vikriti also you must know, its modifications, effects. And yatu cha yataha yaha saha prabhavaha, yat prabhavaha, which effect comes out of which cause. This body is you are seeing, from which cause it has come, what is its nature, what are the effects, you have to know. Then saha yaha kshetrajnaha sakshi chaitanyam, also you should know. Just I said kshetram sariram, knower of the kshetram is kshetrajnaha, but that is not over. I have to explain elaborately what is kshetram, its nature, its effects, and kshetrajnaha nature and its nature, everything I have to explain. Kshetrajnaha sakshi chaitanyam nature. And yat prabhavaha, and what its glory, glory of prakriti, glory of purusha, glory of kshetram, glory of kshetrajna, I have to explain significance, their glory. Tat samasena me shrunu, may you hear from me. Samasena in brief. Bhagavan, if he talks long time, it takes a lot of time, therefore I have to teach you a lot. All the Bhishma, Drona are all waiting there. I have to finish fast. Samasena me shrunu. That's why Arjuna asked again. You know, Anugita comes. Ninga chonnadella marandita Krishna, thirupu nu vaatu chollu ani ketaru Arjuna. You have given this Brahma Vidya in battlefield. Appo vandu manasu romba konja kashtama irundhadu, ippu ullama iruka sollena. Adhu maadhiri samasena shrunu. Briefly I am going to tell you. What brief? My Swamini explained second sloka itself 40 minutes. Adi briefest. That is the briefest. The samasena, for an elaboration, may you listen from me. Samkshepadaha sangraha rupena atma anatma viveka shrunu. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.